Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. So I'm going to start out with a few notes about the 2018 crop year marketing assistance loans. Grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans under eligible harvested alpha production. They're nine-month marketing assistance loans, and they provide producers interim financing after the harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without them having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows. Allows them to store the production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. February 2019 interest rates for commodity loans is 3 5/8%, and Cass County's loan rates are $1.85 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable, so call and stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2018 crops through the 31st of May of this year. And to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity throughout the term of the loan. And next, some reminders about the breaking of new ground. Ag producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out any new ground for the production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, which is HEL, and wetland conservation, which is WC, provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified by their conservation plan, which NRCS develops. Producers should notify FSA as their first point of contact prior to doing any land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure that the proposed actions meet the compliance criteria. Things might be like clearing trees to create new cropland, and those areas need to be reviewed to ensure that the work that they're doing is not going to risk the eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete a Form AD-1026, which is a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification, to identify the proposed actions and allow FSA to determine whether we need to refer to the Natural Resources Conservation Service for further review. Now, some notes about the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP. The Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, NAP, now offers greater protection for crops that have historically been ineligible for federal crop insurance. NAP covers losses from natural disasters on crops for which no permanent federal crop insurance program is available. These include things like perennial grass forage, grazing crops, fruits, vegetables, flowers, ornamental nursery, turf grass, honey, and several others. NAP basic coverage is available at 55% of the average market price for crop losses that exceed 50% of the expected production. There's higher level coverages up to 65% of the expected production at 100% of the market price, and it's available. Service fees for the basic coverage is $250 per crop per county, not to exceed $750 total. Total service fees will not exceed $1,875 for all counties that a producer has an interest. Additional premiums apply for higher levels of coverage. If you are certifying as a beginning farmer, limited resource, or socially disadvantaged, you'll find it especially helpful to have a service fee waived and premiums reduced for the expanded coverage. In this area, March 15th is the next NAP application deadline, and that covers most vegetable and spring-seeded crops. If you have questions on NAP, their service fees, premiums, and sales deadlines, contact your local FSA office or visit FSA at www.fsa.usda.gov/NAP. And next, communication is key in lending. The Farm Service Agency farm loan programs require that applicants have a satisfactory credit history. A credit report is requested for all FSA direct farm loan applicants. These reports are reviewed to verify outstanding debts, if the bills are paid timely, and to determine the impact on cash flow. Information found on a customer's credit report is strictly confidential. It's used only as an aid in conducting FSA business. Our farm loan staff will discuss options with you if you have an unfavorable credit report and will provide a copy of your report. If you dispute the accuracy of the information on the credit report, it's up to you to contact the issuing credit company to resolve any errors or inaccuracies. The multiple ways to remedy an unfavorable credit score: make sure you pay your bills on time, set up an automatic payment or automated reminders, and those can be effective ways to remember to meet your payment due dates. Pay down existing debt, keep your credit card balances low, and avoid suddenly opening or closing existing credit accounts. FSA's farm loan staff will guide you through the process, which may require you to reapply for a loan after improving or correcting your credit report. For more information on FSA's farm loan programs, visit fsa.gov usda.gov, or contact us here at the Atlantic FSA office. Finally, don't forget to update your records. FSA annually cleans up the production record database. If you've made any if you have any unreported changes of things like your address or your zip code, an incorrect name or a business name on file, or if you've changed your bank accounts, those things need to be reported to your local FSA office. Changes to your farmer operation, like if you've added a farm by a lease or a purchase, or if you've changed ownership of your land from things like an individual to something different like a trust or a corporation, let us know for those things as well. To avoid uninterrupted service or any delays in your program benefits, we remind producers that are participating in our FSA and NRCS programs timely report all those changes as soon as possible after they're made. If you have any of those changes that do need to be made, please contact your local county FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.